For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brock Roiland. These are evening headlines for Monday, September 27th, 2021. In a nightmare situation straight from TV, two Rexburg locals are still in limbo with the Chinese prison and court systems. East Idaho News reports Alyssa Peterson, director of China Horizons, and Jacob Harlan, founder of the company, were arrested 2 years ago in China on charges of illegally transporting people across Chinese borders. China Horizons worked to help college students visit China and teach English. According to an update on a GoFundMe page for Peterson, since COVID-19, China has been in gridlock and no progress has been made and nobody has heard anything from Peterson since July. The update says Peterson is not allowed her monthly phone call with her consulate representative. Harlan is in a similar situation according to his GoFundMe. He was arrested along with his 8-year-old daughter. His daughter was returned home, but Harlan was taken to a different city and put into a detention center where they took all of his belongings, including his glasses. Jacob has since had one visit with a consulate member and got his glasses back. He has also had one visit with lawyers, but since COVID, everything stopped. Both GoFundMes have raised just over $50,000 to help with overseas lawyer costs. The Federal Emergency Agency, or FEMA, has approved more than 300 of 624 requests to help with COVID victims' funeral costs in Idaho. The Idaho Capital Sun says so far, the approved requests total $1.9 million for Idaho alone. Nationwide, this total jumps to $1.1 billion. According to the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare, 2,700 Idahoans have died from COVID since the pandemic began. Idahoans who died from COVID must have their death certificate give attribution to COVID-19, or have their certificate accompanied by a signed statement saying COVID-19 was the cause or contributing cause of death. That statement can come from the original certifier of the death certificate or a coroner in the county where the death occurred. And there is a hotline to initiate the application process. Call the COVID-19 Funeral Assistance Helpline at 844-684-6333. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has launched a new program to help with emotional resilience. The church released a new manual and videos that focus on emotional resilience training. The initiative is part of the church's self-reliance programs. Reaction from the pilot sessions have been positive. Congregations have already begun to organize virtual and live meetings. The manual and content can be viewed on churchofjesuschrist.org. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Monday, September 27th, 2021. I'm Brock Roylance. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio,